In 1924, Albert Zahn retired from farming, moved to Bailey's Harbor, and began building a house from scratch in a very unusual style.
Why the house was in that style, nobody really knows. But it's all poured concrete, him and his wife, and when the kids would have had time, came and helped him pour the walls. He made all the windows himself, planed down the wood, made the windows.
Years earlier, Zahn had built his own farmhouse, also with an unusual design. He built stone fence pillars and placed a carved eagle above the front door and a deer on top of the roof.
It was decorative. Nobody else did that. I remember hearing a story from somebody, even though that this was a dirt road coming up here, that people would come up the dirt road to see this house and the stone pillars and things out front because it was so much different than anybody else would have had. It was a dairy farm. He raised crops. He had cows and pigs and chickens, all the things that a family needed to survive. He did not like killing things, even though that time in history you needed to butcher. He didn't butcher. Either his father-in-law came and butchered, and when his sons were old enough, they did the butchering, and he would go in the house. He didn't want to watch. After he retired to Bailey's Harbor, he didn't have all the farm chores to do, so he would sit alongside the wood stove and sometimes just pick something out of the wood pile or the kindling alongside the stove and start whittling.
A gifted and very prolific wood carver, Zahn began to populate his house with carved birds and other creations.
So a lot of it was things that he enjoyed. He really enjoyed birds. There was one story where after he was retired in Bailey's Harbor, he still had 20 acres where he could cut firewood, and one of his son-in-laws would take him there and bring him home, and they went to pick him up one day, and he was sitting on the stump coaxing the chickadee to sit on his finger. He knew where there was an eagle's nest, so the eagles were a big deal for him, and the rabbits and the fish and the deer. And same thing with the soldiers and things from when he was in Germany. Well, this sort of started before he ever came to America when he was a child. In Germany, I guess one of his jobs were to tend the animals, and I don't know if the animals were necessarily always fenced in, so somebody had to tend them, and that's when he would have started carving. And he was a very religious man, so a lot of the things that he did would have been characters out of the Bible and the angels. After he retired, things just, as he would do it, the house got full and it started going on the outside of the house. And the local people in Bailey's Harbor considered him very eccentric. But he didn't care. This was Albert. Albert was never interested in painting, so his wife did all the painting. I guess at one point they even bought some small bird book or something so she'd have some idea how to paint him. But I think it wasn't so much what the bird needed to look like. It was what they wanted it to look like. The paint was just house paint. The metal for the wings, it wasn't like he went to the store and bought anything. Some of the big pieces with bigger wings, if you look real close, you can see the labels from the coffee cans. And he didn't have any fancy carving tools. He just used an axe, a hatchet, and his pocket knife. Well, after he moved to Bailey's Harbor, he still made a lot of his own furniture. There were chairs with birds for backs, and he's a very religious man, so he had made what was called a Bible box. It was actually a small table with a door, little door that would open up where he stored his Bible, and he could take the Bible out of the drawer and place it on the table, and he could read his Bible. Door County always was a tourist area, and people would be coming through and they would be stopping in front of that house and looking at that house, and finally they wanted to purchase items from the house. And first of all, he really didn't want to sell it. And his daughters had all moved to Chicago, and they came back and they said, why don't you sell it? You can make some extra money, or you're just doing more and more. And that's how he started selling.
Without intending to, Albert Zahn and his wife Louise opened one of the first art galleries in Door County.
Small birds might have been 10 cents. Bird stands might have been $5.
As the gracefulness and simple beauty of his carvings became known, galleries in Chicago began to sell them.
And he was so prolific that there was enough of it that it has survived. And that's what's made us so collectible now, I think, that people can find it yet.
Considered one of the best examples of folk art, or outsider art, Albert Zahn's work can now sell for thousands of dollars and is found in art museums across the country.
Some of them have ended up in the Guggenheim and Kohler out of Sheboygan and the Milwaukee Art Museum. Just recently, somebody had donated some of them to the Smithsonian, so they'll be in Washington, D.C.
Albert Zahn's hand-built home, called Bird's Park, has also achieved national recognition. Now restored, the house has been added to the National Register of Historic Places.